Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
In this week's Hot Tops, we've got an eclipse happening in Aries, and Mercury is now retrograde in Taurus until May 14th, your girl's birthday. So if you've been feeling cuckoo, it's because you are. No, I'm kidding. It's because Mercury's in retrograde, and we'll talk about it. But first, Scandoval updates.
What a tease. What a tease. Okay. I
came up with that on the spot.
Wow. Very good job.
Thanks. I should become a stand-up comic. See? So funny already.
Okay. Scandaval updates. So there's been a lot that's happened in the last couple weeks. Did we miss? We did miss last week's pod because we were hanging out together and we were off the clock. It was lovely.
Wild. Well, we had it also lovely.
So, but when we were together, the Scandaval episode with Howie Mandel did drop. So we've already chit-chatted about it. I listened to the whole thing. I think I actually listened to it twice because there was just so many things happening in it, but also nothing happening all at once. Mm-hmm. But in any event, the short Cole's notes of the interview is basically Tom said that he had an electric kiss with Raquel before they went down to Mexico.
Sure.
He felt a connection that he hadn't felt for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Then they went down. It sounded like I thought he said that he had already slept with her before they went down to Mexico. And I'm pretty sure that's the case. So they had a one night stand. And then they go down to Mexico, which we saw in this most recent episode. When they get back from Mexico, Tom tells Tom Schwartz and says that they had the one-night stand. And then Schwartz apparently doesn't know anything further until January, where Tom confesses that he's in love with her. Mm-hmm. But basically, Sandoval during the entire interview was basically saying that, well, he tried to break up with Ariana and his plan to break up with her was to bring her to therapy to break up with her in therapy, which is like the most counterintuitive thing ever. Like, you go to therapy to fix a relationship, not to end a relationship.
Yeah. And I think you're going to get to this, so I'll just shut up. Go on.
So then he's saying that, oh, and then once we went to therapy, Ariana was doing awesome. She was being so sweet, so doting. She was taking accountability. She was like acknowledging my feelings. She was pumping my tires. Like, she was just, oh my gosh, the person who dates that Ariana, they're going to be so lucky. And so then once she was so awesome in therapy, I couldn't break up with her because like she was doing so well.
Crazy what happens when you go to therapy to work on shit.
Right? It's just ridiculous. And then, so he then says though, that eventually he did break up with her, and he claims he broke up with her 2 weeks before she found out about the affair. And he says that Ariana was adamant, like, you're not going to leave me. And then the most crazy thing is that he kept on calling their relationship a brand. And the most upset he got during the entire interview was when he was explaining a conversation that he had with Ariana, allegedly, where he tried to break up with her. And she said, if you break up with me, I'm quitting the show. I'm selling all my shit. I'm moving to another country. And he was so offended by that because he's like, everyone else has shown their like relationship successes and failures, and you're just going to bail. Like, I can't believe you would do that. Basically, because his storyline would be gone. And mm-hmm. That's what upset him the most.
Yeah. All that men have is audacity.
Truly. It was just so weird too, like a weird choice of person to interview him. Weird timing.
So random. Howie Mandel.
Right? I don't.
Mr. Clean from Wish. I don't understand.
I know.
Don't you have a game show to host? Why are you talking as Tom Sandoval on a podcast?
I know. Apparently his like drummer from his band is married to the podcast producer or something.
The one that he pays.
Yeah.
To what it?
Be it to jam.
To jam. That's it. To jam with him.
Yeah. So after all this happens, Raquel voluntarily checks herself into a mental health facility.
That's PR.
Yeah. And then Tom I don't know whether we know where she went, but Tom similarly went to Miraval, which is like this like bougie resort basically. Wait, in Arizona. Tom Sandoval went to Miraval, which is like a mental, like it's like a wellness retreat kind of place, like a bougie. It reminded me of Nicole Kidman in Nine Perfect Strangers. That's what I picture it to be.
That show.
Yeah. So he went there. It's not like a medical facility though. Like it's not like he checked in as a patient. Like, so anyways, and then Miraval posted an Instagram of like the Tom Tom restaurant and said with the caption, like, you know that it's our time. These are the best days of our lives. And then Tom responded to be like, I can't believe you would out me for staying at your place. This is ridiculous. Like, I should have this privacy. I'm trying to get well and you're trying to like bring me down.
Oh, you want privacy now? But you wanted to air your relationship on the show?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. Math make it mapping. Make sense. Yeah.
But it is surprising that neither of them are at Coachella, but you know who is?
Who?
Ariana and her new boo.
Yeah, what's his name?
Daniel Y.
And who is he?
He's just like a personal trainer, it appears.
And why but is
I read he? Today, I read today that they've been friends for years, apparently. And I think he's from New York.
Hmm.
And
is that why she's looking smoking hot?
Probably. She's like personal living her trainer. Best life.
Yeah.
She's been making out with him left, right, and center. They've been posting a lot on Instagram, which to me is interesting. Because why? I feel like you only post on Instagram and be that blatant about it if you're trying to make him jealous or upset.
I agree. So, I agree.
I think that's what she's doing. But you know what? She's having a great time. So, YOLO.
Also, she got signed to a Hallmark movie and she's joining Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. And then she was in a Bloomingdale's commercial.
Was she?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Like, she's just running shit.
Good for her. There was a blind item before you continue today on crazydaysandnights.net. That apparently both the Toms and Raquel have had multiple threesomes.
Well, like...
Like, I believe it, but I don't.
Believe it for Tom Schwartz. Like, if that man had a threesome, he'd literally just be sitting there, like, looking at the other people doing things and, like, laying... Like, what would he do? He's not a participant in anything.
I don't know, girl. I don't trust crazydaysandnights.net.
I'd say... Is this that website you went down the black deep hole in?
One of the many. One of the many. No, there are some things on there that are, I believe, but there are other things, most things I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely believe it with Sandoval and Ariana, especially. Like, I feel like they were very open about.
No, they're saying it's the two Toms with Raquel.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the two Toms with Raquel multiple times.
Oh my God, that's no. What?
What, you thought I was just saying that they've each had threesomes in their own lives?
Yes.
Fun fact.
I know, I'm like, okay, sure. That would be fucking weird, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Like, that's why I said I'm surprised, but not. Like, I believe it, but I don't. I don't know.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like Schwartz in that scenario would be like, not wanting to, but feeling compelled by Sandoval to, like, make him happy.
He's definitely Sandoval's puppet.
Totally.
It's really sad.
It is. And we'll chat about him a little bit more in our TV recap segment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the brief Sandoval update. I could go into more detail, but, you know, I think people are almost over it.
But what's this Sheena thing?
Well, Sheena, so she... obviously had Raquel as a bridesmaid and she went and got someone to edit Lala's face on Raquel's body in all of her wedding pictures.
Didn't know that.
So this is the thing, guys, to the listeners. I think we've raised it before. I have a 10-year rule for my bridesmaids.
Oh, why did I get you to talk about this? I'm going to get hurt all over again.
So I explained this to Shireen probably like a month into our friendship. It was very early.
This is the importance. This is the importance of setting expectations, guys.
Yes, and healthy communication. Mm-hmm. So I told her at the beginning that I had a rule that, like, you can't be my bridesmaid unless we've been friends for 10 years, because I have seen it one too many times. I'm 33. I've seen a lot of people get married and then live for another decade after their marriage. And I've seen it frequently that, like, the people who are in their wedding party and in all of their photos, they're not friends with anymore. Some of them drifted apart. Okay, fine. Some of them, like, had, like, falling outs, and now they're in all their photos. And I think it's just, like, safe. If you've been friends with someone for 10 years, you know them inside and out. You know your friendship can stand the test of time. You know their character. You've been through ups and downs. You've seen it all. They're tried and true. And there's no risk of, like, you not being friends with them for life. Like, 10 years, pretty much a lifetime friendship. So that's my 10-year rule. And Sheena is just proving the concept right now, because she had Raquel, after knowing her for probably only, like, a couple years, had her in her wedding. Meanwhile, she's fucking her best friend's pretty much husband, and now she's got to re-edit all her photos.
Yeah, you know how people say fun fact? Mm-hmm. Well, you telling me that 1 month in was unfun fiction. Now, I have a couple thoughts about this. Number one is, at this rate, are you going to get married? I don't know. Second, we're what, 4 years in?
Wow, are we 4 years in? We're 3 years in.
Yeah, 3 years. No.
Well, I'm thinking about our first walk was kind of in COVID.
No, but we became friends December 2019.
Okay, we can.
So we're almost 4 years in. So, like, what's another 6 years? Honestly, it seems like it's going to go down that way anyway. Shit, my third thought was pretty funny. Damn. Oh, well, you also don't have many friends, so you should probably make me a bridesmaid.
You're not wrong. But that just also proves my point, because, like, I can't keep friends for very long, so.
Yeah, same. That's why we work.
We're both equally desperate for each other's friendship.
With healthy communication. Just because it's healthy for you doesn't mean that it's nice for me.
I know, but you've been really understanding.
Have I?
No.
No. No, like, I've respected it.
Yeah. While continuously trying to change it.
Have I? Or have I just planted thoughts?
Just dropped hints. That's here, there, everywhere.
Manipulation 101. Okay. In Kardashian news, Khloe and Kris finally finished construction of their mansions that they built right next to each other.
So is this in a new area, or are they, like, on, like, are they fully moving? Like, their brand new houses?
Yeah.
I thought Kim and Kanye just made that house, like, very recently.
Kim and Kanye?
Oh, this is Khloe.
Khloe and Kris.
See, okay, but when we were watching the show, like, remember when, I thought she'd already finished her mansion because she was filming in it and was like, this was supposed to be our family home.
I don't know.
Good journalism.
Because I don't know. In other news.
Next.
There have been rumors swirling around that Kylie and Timothy Chalamet, who reminds me of a medieval slipper.
Truly, oh my god.
It was a meme. I can't take credit for that.
This is such an accurate depiction.
Right?
Kylie, oh my god,
and Timothy Chalamet have been dating, and E! News confirmed that yesterday. But I still stand by, it's a PR relationship.
But why with Timothy? Like,
because Kylie and Travis broke up, and then Travis went and had a new baby just this month.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And it wasn't with young Sweet Rose, a different girl.
This just seems like, can't you pick someone hotter to have a PR relationship with?
But it's because it stirs up so many questions and chatter that Kris Jenner is Kris Jennering.
Yeah, this is just off the wall. Like, I don't know. What would they talk about?
I can't see it. I can't see it either. Kylie, very strange. I don't know. Kylie would be like, you're so pale. Let's try some of my shades on you.
Can I do your makeup?
Okay. Do you have any thoughts about that other than that?
No. Just weird.
So weird. Tristan Thompson is going to the Lakers. So I guess... So first of all, he's been living with Khloe. I don't know for how long, but it's been a significant time. Probably since his mom passed. Rest in peace. But now he's signed to the Lakers. So I guess that works out for them.
Because he was in Cleveland before?
I think so.
I don't follow He was basketball.
At one point. For sure.
Well, whatever. I guess if they're going to make it work, it's not going to work, but...
It's just stupid. I wish them well. I feel bad for Khloe.
Not anymore. Like, first time, okay. Second time, okay. Third time, nah.
They also did Jordan Woods so dirty.
Truly.
Like, whatever happened to Jordan's her? Well, she's flourishing.
Really?
She's got, like, this long-term relationship with this NBA star who spoils her rotten. And she has a new clothing line. She's popping off on TikTok.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. So, the writer of American Horror Story was not able to continue getting more funding for his show that only generated maybe like 300,000 viewers per episode. So now he's trying something new where he's bringing Emma Roberts or Watson, one of them.
Roberts. Well, she was in... I'm just saying that because she was in Scream Queens. So that would make sense.
And then Kim Kardashian on to American Horror Story. But Kim Kardashian's story apparently is her dying and playing herself.
Oh, so she's probably like a cameo type appearance?
I guess.
Did you ever watch American Horror Story?
Maybe one episode.
Oh, God. I can't even believe that I was the type of person one day who watched American Horror Story. Because, like,
that
I can't even.
That is crazy.
Given, like, what I can handle now, like, I can't even stand watching, like, a jump scare on TikTok. I get so scared and anxiety. But I used to watch. I watched, like, the first three seasons of American Horror Story.
So, that's funny because I used to not be able to watch at all, and now I do.
We changed bodies.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, it's an interesting show. I really liked it, but it was just far too scary.
I watched that Hills Manor or something.
Oh, I know
what
you're talking
about. Bly Manor? It was the show before that.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It was, but wasn't it produced by the same guy who watches The Bachelor or produces The Bachelor?
That I don't know.
Okay, Haunting of Hillstone.
Hillstone
Manor.
Hill
House
whatever.
Manor.
Haunting
of Hill House.
Okay. Well, yeah. So she's gonna be on that. Don't care. Next. Did you know that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis released a wedding special on Hulu?
Only because I heard people talking about it on a podcast. And then I was like, interesting. And then I made no effort to seek it out.
Yeah. So I actually had no idea either until my friend was like, you watched The Wedding, right? And I like went into the Love is Blind episodes and he was like, no, Kourtney and Travis. So they released an episode that was an hour and like 20 minutes long that showed all the footage from the Vegas marriage to the court marriage to the Italy wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, I cannot stand Kourtney and Travis.
Really? Well,
it takes so long for Kourtney to form a sentence, first of all. So you already know that drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But second of all, the way she talks, I can't.
You know what I was thinking? Go ahead.
They're just gross, Laura. Like what do they even PDA? Talk about? There's so many times where I'm like, are you guys having a conversation? And do you guys have conversations? Because it really does not seem like it.
Yeah, like it's just too much PDA all the time. I agree. It's like we never really see them having intelligent dialogue. It's like, do you want to make out?
Like, they were sitting on their bed talking about which was their favorite wedding, and this was one of their conversations. That's your sixth matcha today. This is my second. We've had so much matcha.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, I know, baby. And then they make out, and it's like,
I can't. So I will not be watching.
And like, listen, they're so stupid rich, right? But I feel like on their show, they're a bit more relatable, if that makes any sense. But in this episode, it was just so blatant how unrelatable they are. Mm-hmm. Like, at one point, she was talking about how they had to fly pieces of the piano via helicopter onto Dolce & Gabbana's property so that they could assemble the piano for the wedding.
What was so special about this piano?
I don't know.
That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So you're not missing anything by not watching it.
Good.
You don't see Pete, what's his name, Davidson, and you don't see Devin Booker, even though they were Pete wasn't there, but Devin was,
and he was just edited out of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So was it just focused on those two, or was like the rest of the family in it as well?
It was mainly focused on Courtney and Trav, but the rest of the family was there. Obviously, you see them in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Another part. Oh my God, I'm blanking. Oh, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were part of it.
Heard they're back together.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's probably going to be an on and off sitch for a while.
Yeah, I think so. They're fucking weirdos.
Yeah. That's it. For Kardashians.
Okay.
In Bravo news, Southern Hospitality was renewed for a second season, and they're beginning production in May.
I feel like that other Southern Hospitality must be coming out soon, because like Queens of Bravo and stuff have been talking about it as if like they got early release of the episodes, which usually happens before it actually comes out. So I feel like it must be premiering soon.
What show?
The Southern. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
When does that come out?
I don't know. You just acted like you knew. So step up.
Oh, Sunday, May 7th.
Oh, shit. That is soon.
And isn't Kardashians coming out in May, too?
May 25th. Are we coming to the end of Summer House?
We must be. Because we're almost at the end of summer. And they get... I feel like we end on their engagement, don't we?
Yeah.
And I think we're like a month out from that. So I feel like we probably have like two or three more episodes.
Yeah. I mean, Vanderpump Reunion is May 17th. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other news, Sophia Richie converted to Judaism ahead of her wedding to Elliot, whoever the fuck. Thoughts?
I just have always thought that Judaism. Yeah.
Judaism
is a pretty cool religion. Yeah. I know almost nothing about the religion, but I just feel like people who I listen to on podcasts who are Jewish, they seem like they've got like really good holidays and traditions, and I don't know.
I thought that you can't be Jewish unless your mom is Jewish. So how do you convert? Because Kyle Richards did it as well.
Didn't Leah from New York do it as well?
I don't know. Did she?
She did. I don't know if that's true. That seemed pretty restrictive to people who wanting to be Jewish.
Sorry, I couldn't understand you through that yawn.
I know. I said that would be pretty restrictive. Like, why wouldn't you want everyone to join your religion?
I don't know. But that's that. I'm not going to talk about that because I didn't do a deep dive. But I feel like you can take this one away.
Okay, let me check.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know about Jared Piqué.
No, the one after.
Oh.
Also, his name is Gerard.
Well, exactly. I don't know who this man is. Yeah, so there's apparently, allegedly, Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn have broken up after 6 years of dating.
It's not allegedly. They did break up.
Well, did they? I mean, Taylor hasn't confirmed it.
Okay, go on.
So news sources are saying that they broke up, but like, I don't even know. It's like a source, I guess, that told them. And there have been other signs, I suppose, from Taylor's concerts.
Like she removed crying?
No, but yes. She removed one of the songs that I guess she heard was about Joe. It's either the one and she switched it to Invisible String or vice versa. But anyways, she's been changing her set list to remove songs that were about Joe. And so this is like, honestly, as a Taylor Swift fan, I couldn't give two shits about Joe Alwyn because I don't even know who that guy is. Like, I don't know. I've never really, like, I've not been interested in their relationship whatsoever because A, it's like so private, which is fair. Okay. B, I don't know who this man is. C, like, I just don't see, they look like a brother sister match. Like, they
totally, 100%.
Yeah, like it's just, I see no sparks. So I wasn't bothered by this. In fact, I think I was pleased because I want to see what she does next.
Right. So that's all you have to say about it?
That's all I know.
Okay. Well, Nick Cannon went on the Howard Stern podcast. I hate Howard Stern. And he was joking around with Nick Cannon and was like, who would you want to have a kid with if you could? And Howard Stern threw out Taylor Swift. And Nick Cannon was like, yeah. So Nick Cannon would have babies with Taylor Swift.
I hope she goes on his show.
Do we know if that show is still happening?
I don't know. I feel like it was an April Fool's joke, but it wasn't.
Was it on April 1st? This was way before April 1st. Was it on April?
Okay. Because I was going to say, that's a good April Fool's joke.
No. No.
To set up a whole fake show? I don't know, but
you know what's a good April Fool's joke? When you thought you might be pregnant. I just realized.
That was on April Fool's?
Yeah. I think so.
It could have been. It was.
Joke's on you.
My body played an April Fool's joke on me.
Crazy. It's so committed to the bit.
It's true. Okay, moving on.
Oh, right. Sorry. This is all me. So I didn't know that buying Beverly Hills was up in the air. I thought it was always renewed for a second season, but it's been confirmed that it has been renewed for a second season on Netflix.
Good. I love that show. I can't wait.
I have a feeling that or Selling Sunset is going to be the show where J-Lo makes her appearance that I was talking about before.
I feel like it would make more sense on Buying Beverly Hills because that's like more highbrow.
I was just gonna say, like, she probably actually has spoken to Mauricio, so
yeah he's a big deal.
Raven from Love is Blind is dating someone and she has been soft launching him on her Instagram and TikTok, so we don't know who he is yet, but she seems very happy. She's been responding to comments on her TikToks about him and she's just like going on about how awesome he is.
Good. She deserves something better than that trash face SK.
She's so gorgeous.
I know she is.
Insanely gorgeous.
That other guy, he got Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Abrams got engaged. I don't know to who.
Like, she's very beautiful.
She is. I don't know. Like,
I don't
make
it
make sense. Without commenting on his looks, make it make sense. She is
beautiful.
Yeah, she is. So they got engaged, and I don't know. Dipti has a podcast with Natalie.
She went to the Love is Blind filming with, like, and sat with Cole, and it was all buddy-buddy with Cole.
So weird.
It's just weird. Like, I feel like that season of, like, Dipti and Natalie and all them, I feel like they are, out of all the seasons of Love is Blind, the people who want to be on TV the most. Like, they're trying to draw out their 5 minutes of fame so far.
I completely agree. Speaking of, have you been seeing these TikToks of Shane?
Well, I think you've sent me a couple and like I see his scrubby face and then I just move on. I honestly can't even watch him. Okay, what's he been doing?
So it's sad actually because, you know, everyone already thinks that Shane has an ADHD problem or like a unmanaged ADHD problem, or he's taking too many meds, or he's doing cocaine. So the sad part is he lost his dad right before Love is Blind filmed when he was on it, and then recently, like in the past month, he lost his mom.
Oh.
So people were thinking that he was having a manic episode and was just like unhinged, and so there was a lot of sympathy for him in the comments.
Well, that's nice, but like, should we really be out here commenting on like somebody's mental health to that extent?
Yeah, but exactly. But also, Shane, maybe like just don't make lives.
He's always going on lives.
Like, and he's commenting on how Natalie won't stop commenting on him, but also on the Love is Blind couples from this past season. So,
but that's the thing, like, nobody cares anymore about Natalie and Shane. Like, she needs to move on.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. So Mercury is in retrograde for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And as part of Mercury, I should have started this off as a commercial. Have you been experiencing difficulty sleeping, staying asleep, waking up with headaches, face cramps, having problems with your electronics?
Okay, that's so literally Trav and I were just talking 5 minutes before this pod about how he couldn't sleep last night. He doesn't know why, because he was so tired from all his exercise.
Same. I got into bed at 10. I didn't sleep till 2. And I still woke up at 5. And I'm like, I had all the energy.
And I have really bad headaches the last 2 days.
So crazy. I took a melatonin. You know, I love to do that on Sundays to like start my week off right. Mm-hmm. So I take the melatonin on Sunday. I was in bed at 9. I didn't sleep till 4, Laura.
Oh my gosh.
And I was fucking wide awake. And you would think the next day that I would easily fall asleep. No, I didn't. Wow. I was wired. And then I woke up with like this pounding headache and face cramp. And Mercury is in retrograde.
So what is it about Mercury in retrograde that screws everybody up?
That's like a whole other podcast. But if you guys want to learn about it, listen to my girl 1 second. Chiani? Where is it? I think that's what it's called. Okay, I can't find it. Anyway, another part of this Mercury retrograde and eclipse is exes returning and people from your past coming and you having to do shadow work. So anyway, the reason I say this is at Coachella, Camila and Shawn Mendes reunited and kissed, and someone who's filming asked if they're back together and Camila said yes.
Wow.
This is after 1 year.
So it's because of Mercury.
Yeah, and Zac Efron followed Vanessa Hudgens on Instagram.
Them exes, they be circling.
Yep, and that's it. Man, this would have been really great if I had a third to just like knock it out of the park. There was another couple that reunited at Coachella.
MGK and Megan Fox just got back together.
Okay, there's that. Was it at Coachella?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I don't. This is interesting. You know, my exes, they can just stay back.
Stay way back. Yeah, same. Except for one. He was nice. I have nothing but love for him.
I'm going to Google more about this. I'm going to show it to Trav and see if he finally believes in astrology. Laura,
how many times, like, in the past years have I asked you when I had sleep problems, did Travis also have sleep problems? And you're like, yeah, actually you did. And I'm like, yeah, Mercury's in retrograde.
But why do you guys experience it? I've been having no problems with my sleep.
Wow, love that for you. Read the fucking room, Laura.
Well, I'm just wondering if it impacts certain astrology signs, like animal signs, you know, because you're a Taurus, He's a Leo.
I'm a bull. And you're a Scorpio.
I know, but I'm an insect. I'm not a mammal.
You're not an insect. Are you joking?
Wait, what is that
isn't
called?
Isn't that a reptile or an amphibian?
It's definitely not an amphibian because I don't think it can go in water. But what are those
literally things? Lives on the beach.
What are those things called that have like soft shell? It's not amphibians. It might Turtles. Be reptiles. What genre? What, it, not what genre?
What is
okay,
it?
So I googled what genre is scorpions and it said hard rock, heavy metal, glam.
It's going to be like mammal.
A scorpion is, oh, an arachnid.
I was going to say arachnid as a joke, but I thought that those are just spiders.
No, scorpions are arachnids and have eight legs like their cousins, spiders, mites, and ticks.
Ew.
Yeah.
Anyway, they are living beings.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking that they are not as affected as big mammals.
No, like but Laura, this eclipse is affecting me and you.
Really?
So I sent you a TikTok.
I'll have to look at them tonight at my bedtime when I watch them.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I've learned. Oh, did you notice that? Well, two things. Listen up, people. Number one, now when you watch videos that your friends send you, you can react as you watch them.
Oh, okay. Yes, but it doesn't show, like it shows up at the bottom. Like I want it to like show up in the sequence of when I watched it, you know, like it would as if I was going to the chat. Because when I reply to it or something, it shows up as like a new thing. And I just feel like that's a lot of
as like a reply.
Yeah.
I like looking at those. Because also, then I don't have to go through all of them and see, oh, she didn't like this one and then get butt hurt. But she liked this one. Why not just send all the ones you liked in one chunk at the end? And I don't have to get hurt. I'm okay. Already not your bridesmaid.
Okay, I can start like replying as I watch them. And then you'll only get the good reactions.
Okay, great. And the other thing is, they finally listened to me and added playback speed on TikTok.
Oh.
You can now, if someone is taking a really long time to say something, you just speed it up.
Okay. I was literally thinking, and we'll get to it as we're watching the Lovas or recapping Love is Blind. They need a fucking 2x speed on Netflix.
Chelsea.
I need to watch, I didn't want to spend an hour and 30 minutes. I wanted to spend like 45 minutes. And if I could have just fast forward or 2x it, I would have got the same gist. Also, another point, they should make reunion shows podcasts as well, because you don't need to see them talking to each other. You just need to hear them at a reunion. No,
I need to see it.
No, you don't need to see it. Like the only thing. Okay, we'll get to it.
No, I need to see it. Love is not blind.
Well, reunions should be.
Okay. Hailey Bieber now has a fucking show, a full-blown kitchen show. Like, first she started off by doing the YouTube thing to copy Selena. And now she has a show and a cookware line with Hexclad. And Selena also has a cookware line.
Okay. What is her show about?
Cooking.
Why, though? Like, that is not her genre.
Exactly. Girl, I don't know. She is just trying to... Let me try and speak English first. She is just trying to find herself in all the wrong ways.
Yeah. This just does not seem to make sense. Like, I don't know. She needs to get a passion. I thought, like, she has so many things going on.
She does have passion.
I know, but isn't it, like, roads?
Jelly, lip tide, peptide, whatever the fuck. And like, a passion for stalking.
Yeah, but it's not a passion for cooking.
No, for sure it's not. Or maybe it is. I don't know.
Your next update was surprising to me.
Right. So, Ali Wong, who I thought was married, is dating Bill Hader. Hader.
She does appear to be in photos with people. But is she married?
Well, no, E! News confirmed that they're dating.
And who is he with before? Like Leighton Meester or who? Or Anna Kendrick or someone like, who was his last?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But Leighton Meester is married to Adam Brody. My crush. Yeah,
so not her. But the other one that's like her, but not her.
Rachel Bilson.
Yes.
Totally no, know what you're talking
she's
about.
She's married to Seth, though, isn't she?
No. Seth I think Cohen. You're right. It was Rachel Bilson.
It was Rachel Bilson? Okay.
Yeah. At okay. some point.
Yeah. I mean, this relationship makes sense. They're both comedians.
Does it?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I have beef with Ali Wong, which is hilarious because it's about her show called Beef.
Okay. I saw someone as I was walking through the streets. They had a Netflix show on their TV that just said Beef. And I was like, what is this? So tell me about Beef.
So it's actually like one of the top 10 shows on Netflix right now. And it has a really high rating. Like everyone likes it. But for me, honestly, it was background noise. I didn't like it. And I remember telling someone, I was like, I especially don't like the main character's cousin. And this is, and now it's come out. That the actor, what's his name? Dan Cho. I'm probably fucking this up. Videos resurfaced of him bragging about raping a 14-year-old black girl and a masseuse in Mexico or Thailand.
What?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, Ali Wong and Stephen... I forget his last name.
Y-E-U-N.
Yeah, the two main characters are also the executive producers and writers of the show, and they know about that guy's past and still put him on the show.
What is going on? Why?
And how is that his past? Like, how is he not in jail?
No kidding. That's so fucked up.
So, yeah, like, all the TikToks are like, I really, really like this show. Except for this fact. I was like, I didn't like the show.
Yeah. I don't think I'll watch. Then. What is it? What is the show about anyways?
This woman. I didn't get in the mindset of Pitcher Ditch a Bitch. No. Here's the thing. They both are pissed off at each other for this road rage incident they encountered with one another and then, like, seek revenge.
Oh, that's something Travis would do.
What, do you have the energy for that?
I don't know, but he has so much road rage, it's insane.
Yeah, I can relate. I have a lot of road rage, too. Well, that's that. Okay, so Marshall from Love is Blind came on the Vile Files.
Did you listen?
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing.
Wow. How was it? Should I listen?
TBH? No.
Okay. Okay, it well. Was,
yeah, you want to save this it?
Well, should we just jump into the Love is Blind reunion and then we can talk about whatever he said about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just finished. Actually, I didn't even finish it. I have 17 minutes left of it. I had to watch it in like 4 or 5 sit downs because the problem is this whole debacle that was Sunday night. Like I was, or was it? Yeah, it was Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Yeah. So I forgot that it was on until I think like you had messaged me or something. And I was like, oh crap. The Love is Blind reunion's on. It's live. I gotta go watch it. And then of course, like everyone else, we sit there with it like bloating. Actually, I didn't even sit there. I just kept checking Twitter.
Yeah.
So it didn't come out. It came out for some people. Like some people were able to watch like clips on TikTok or some people like actually like got let in somehow to the live stream.
Some people are also watching it through other people's Facebook or Insta live stream.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So a lot of people like saw what happened, but then the rest of the world didn't get it until like the next day. And so all this debacle was happening. And then like the news was trickling out about like what had happened and the people who had seen it. We're like talking about it on podcasts. So I listened to probably like 3 recaps of the Love is Blind reunion before actually sitting down to watch it, which then I was like absolutely not excited to watch it at all because everybody was trashing it and saying how horrific it was. And so that's when I sat down. I was like, can I get like a two times function? Like, I know I don't want to watch this, but I know I need to watch it. I just really don't want to. But I powered through into the last 17 minutes at least.
Okay. What's your overall rating out of 10 for that reunion?
Like one.
And what is your overall rating for that as a reunion in general?
Like a what?
Negative 1,000.
Yeah. Like it's just... It's crazy now that I've watched, because I heard all these things criticizing Vanessa Lachey. But when you actually watch, it's actually insane how much a host can guide and ruin a reunion.
Yes. So I actually did not pay attention to Twitter or anything while I was watching the reunion. And after, I jumped on Twitter and realized that everyone had the exact same thoughts. And that's bad.
It was just so crazy that she was on the wrong side of history in every single dynamic.
Every single dynamic. Like, I have said from the beginning that Nick and Vanessa are not good hosts. Mm-hmm. Vanessa especially. I mean, Nick doesn't say shit. But Vanessa is so bad. And this was just the worst.
The thing that was interesting is I feel like in other years, when she first did this reunion, it was an interesting dynamic because she was almost like a fan doing the interview, because like she was up in all the drama. And so it was an interesting perspective to have from a host in the first like couple season reunions. I actually kind of liked it because I was like, oh, she's asking all the questions that like us as viewers who are on social media have seen all these stuff want to know. But then she almost like got too close, way too close to it this year, and became too personally invested. And invested in the wrong side. Like, she was anti-Paul, pro-Micah, anti-Marshall, pro-Jackie. It almost seemed like she wasn't a super big fan of Tiffany or Brett either, because she kept on pressuring them about, like, kids and stuff. I don't know. It was just like, what are you doing?
Well, I thought it was fitting that she kept pressing for babies with her bedazzled burp towel hanging over her shoulder. What was that dress, first of all?
I don't know. But all the TikToks, like, having, like, aluminum foil on their shoulder, like, the different iterations of her dress.
Unhinged. It was so either funny. A bedazzled burp towel or, like, her pro wrestling championship belt just hanging over there.
Okay, we should talk couple by couple of just, like, touching on some high points.
Okay.
Brett and Tiffany, there's almost nothing to say again.
Yeah. But if you like go back and watch clips on TikTok, you can visibly see how uncomfortable they are with Vanessa.
Yeah. Like you could, in like Tiffany's face, and if when they did cut to her, she was kind of like eyes like confused, wondering what was going on.
Well, okay. Two things before we get into that. Number one, they were saying that the Netflix thing was lagging because they were trying to get Vanessa to sober up. But that's a joke. Oh. Number two, the wife of a producer submitted a blind to Reddit that the reason it was delayed was because Nick and Vanessa were having a really big fight.
Really?
And it got, like, aggressive.
Interessant.
But then, like, I don't know. Vanessa posted some stories on Instagram and just seemed like they were waiting on something else. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. But okay. Yeah, like Brett and Tiffany, pretty much all they were really there was for reaction shots. And I do remember one time when they got into the Marshall thing, like Brett like clapped or was like threw his hand up in the air, kind of like finally. It was when the audience cheered for something Marshall had said. And he was like, finally, like people are like on the right side here, because what the hell is going on? But anyways, there wasn't much to note about Brett and Tiffany. They're obviously still happily married.
And I'm so glad they are.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I'm really very happy for them. And then we spent a really good amount of time on Chelsea and Kwame.
Yeah, which was perplexing.
Yes.
Like, I fully expected that they'd be divorced, like the first ones to get divorced.
Same.
I think I was the most shocked that they were still together. And like, I know, because you messaged me and you're like, wait till you see how much they're trying to pretend to be happy. And when I was watching it, I was like, I felt like almost like they were finally equal, at least, because it used to be like Chelsea really pulling for the relationship and knowing they're like confident and together and everything. And it's almost like she took a step down to like normal level, and then Kwame came up and met her. And so they're finally like seemingly on the same page about their relationship.
He just grew to love her. That's embarrassing. So they actually did, it was on YouTube, they did Drink or Answer the Question with the Love is Blind couples. And when I saw Kwame and Chelsea, I was like, okay, maybe they actually do like each other. Like, maybe Kwame actually does like Chelsea.
Yeah. It did seem that way, at least. Like, I really don't think someone would stay with someone for a year if they actually didn't like them just to, like, for the show or to still be married after a year. Like, he must actually like her and they must actually get along.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still skeptical about it. I don't trust Kwame.
Yeah, neither do I. But some of his explanations, if I didn't detest him so much, it could have swayed me. Because when he was explaining the whole Micah situation and she was pushing him to be like, why were you so sad if you knew where you're going to end it? And he's like, you can be really sad about a relationship that you end, like,
yeah,
or that you wanted to end. Like, it's still the end of a love that you once had. And it's fine to be emotional about that, even if you know it's what's right for you. And I was like, and totally. I agree.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I know I've said that I don't trust Kwame and whatever. I will say that Chelsea very quickly went from like one of my favorite characters to least favorite character. She bothered the heck out of me by the end of the show.
Yeah, I agree. She's just not my type of girl.
No, not at all. I don't think I could be around her at all.
No, agreed.
I can't be around people who yell when they talk.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Do you need to yawn? Okay.
No.
next couple.
Yeah, so then they got into, I think, Paul and Micah next, which was just insanity. The whole thing was insanity.
I just feel like every time someone was getting to something good, Vanessa or Nick would cut them off and move on. And it's like, we were just getting to it.
I just don't really understand how they were so going hard at Paul when he was fully taking accountability. He's like, he said one thing. He said, like, I can't see you as a mother. And honestly, okay, yeah, maybe that's a hurtful thing to say. But if it's the truth, it's the truth. It's not like you're saying, like, something like, you're ugly. It's like, no, I just can't see you being a mother. And yes, that's hurtful to hear. But that's not, like, a terrible thing to say. It's just, like, a hard truth to hear.
Yeah. Okay, so I have some thoughts. Number one, I think it's hurtful because, as women, we are literally conditioned to believe that we're supposed to be nurturing or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then to hear the antithesis of that is hurtful. I think what he really meant was she's just a mean girl.
Yeah.
And he didn't need to get into like, you, I don't see you being a mother. I don't see you being nurturing. Like, just say you're a mean girl.
I think you just say like, we don't share values and
exactly.
I don't want your values being passed on to our children.
Well, no. So this is the other thought. I heard from multiple channels and videos that Paul actually said he was unsure about whether or not he wanted kids.
Yeah.
And he said that early on to Micah.
Oh.
So what the fuck?
Yeah. So then why is she pretending like she was caught off guard?
But why does it matter to Paul if he's unsure? Or said that he didn't want kids. Why is he bringing up that he can't see Micah as a mother?
I think you're right that it was just like, and he even said it. He's like, I phrased it wrong. Yeah. Like, these are all the underlying things that culminated in that sentence. I used the wrong verbiage. Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, yeah, maybe he could have phrased it differently to like make his point more accurately, but he didn't need to be like crucified on the stage and they kept circling back. And then, like, Vanessa was on Team Micah and be like, are you getting closure from this? Because I'm sure not. It's like, this isn't your fucking closure to get, Vanessa.
No, 100%. I agree. He got too much heat for nothing.
For nothing.
And, but also, did you see there's a TikTok where Paul posted a story? Or no. So Paul mentioned that Micah dumped him when she came back or when he visited her, and then she jetted off to Europe with some guy. So then Micah commented and was like, oh, this is how we're going to play the game. Okay. that's how we're going to play with like the clapping emojis. And then Paul went and posted a story to like cover his ass. And apparently there's more drama to it. But I don't trust Paul either. Like, I don't think he's the nice guy that he comes off as.
Yeah, I'm sure there's two sides to both of them. But I just feel like there's something bigger there. Because wasn't it in that dialogue where, or maybe this was a different couple, maybe it was Marshall that I'm thinking of, where they're like, I've played truce before. I think that was Marshall that said that. But in any event, like, I don't believe that Micah, I honestly don't think Micah was going to say yes.
And no, definitely not. She was just trying to play victim.
Yes, and she's still doing it to till today. Like, I don't think she was that into him to be this upset still, no. Like, a year later. Like, I don't know.
I agree. Micah was never going to say yes, and she framed it like she wanted Paul to say whatever first, but she wasn't going to say yes.
No, I don't buy it.
The other thing I saw, that you know how there's that theory which is like men end up settling for the woman who's there when they're ready?
Yeah.
Well, they showed a clip of Zach talking to Paul in the TikTok about how, like, as soon as you're ready, like, you just have to choose someone and, like, go with them. And I just think that's proving the theory.
Yeah, I know. I do think that's true when it comes to guys.
Yeah, sorry, Laura.
I know. Honestly, I'm thinking about my life. It's flashing before my eyes.
Mimi chooses me every day.
But when I was there, she remembered me, and that meant a lot.
She remembered you, but she still chose me.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Our children. Okay, Zach and Bliss.
Wait, but they did kind of touch on Paul touching Micah's friend's ass.
Yeah, which I honestly think is BS.
It was a nothing burger.
But what I was thinking about is, like, man, if I was Micah and you were that chick, and some guy, the guy that just dumped my ass, walked by and bumped you, the face that you would make of absolute detest and disgust, and him even brush, like, you would, like, I can just picture it. Like, you might even say, like, fuck off or something. You would.
100%, I would say, fuck off.
Yeah, but she was smiling ear to ear. Like, there's something mm-hmm. twisted with that, but I don't think it's coming from Paul.
But Paul follows her on Instagram.
That's weird.
It's so weird. It's so weird. But yeah, but I would make a theory
on TikTok that, like, or did you tell me this, that
he likes girls that look like Irina?
No, that Micah, her friend, and Paul were all in cahoots about this whole thing, and they're all like friends before, and they all went on the show to like become famous, but they're all in on it.
What? No, I never saw that.
I heard that. That is, I don't know if it's true. But no, the math way. Would math if that is the truth.
That the math would math for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That would also be like, that would be a deep dive that I would do.
We'll circle back to us next week. Let us know what you find out.
Yeah. Basically, the Illuminati is real.
Paul's the leader.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, next.
Zach and Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? They've just always been an enigma to me. There's obviously a lot below the surface with Zach and Irina. I feel like he came there with a speech. Like, he had his notes. He knew what he wanted to say. He knew what he had to get in there.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, he was prepared. I didn't find it. I know. I didn't find it that compelling. I was like, okay, bro, no. Have your day. But, like, don't really care.
To me, Zach has always said a lot of nothing.
Yeah. And so he said, remember when he said, like, the only receipts you need to see are the receipts on my Instagram? They weren't receipts. They were really nice, touching posts about his mom, but, like.
Yes. I was just going to ask if you went to. Yeah. They were not receipts. It was literally a note in his phone.
Yeah. It was like a long, long story about his mom. And, like, it was very touching and everything, but, like, not at all to do with Irina, really.
Well, I think if I had to come to a conclusion of what he's saying, it was that he learned to give his mom grace after all the shit that he had to go through, and the same grace should be extended to Irina, who has done far less. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was the point he was trying to make, but like.
But then okay. Don't come and say there was a lot more there that we don't see. We only saw 10% of it and you only came on to be famous, but I'm going to give you grace.
Yeah. It's like, are like, you what? Though?
It's like he's just trying to get everything out there on the record before he makes his point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's stupid.
And I did like, I think Irina tried her best to recover from everything she did. Yeah. I did like that she said, you know what, when I watched this show and I saw Bliss like embrace and love everything about you that bothered the shit out of me, I was like, oh, okay, this makes
that's
sense.
That's real.
Like,
that's real.
Yeah. I was like, yes, that's exactly what happened. Like you, everything about him that Bliss loves, you hated. And so that's why some people just aren't right for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do find it extremely comical that as soon as she started talking, she tried to
tear up
and someone in the audience laughed.
It was absurd. Like, oh, just give me a moment. Like, come on, girl. Same with Micah. Fringe. I was like, dude, you're not this upset about it. It's so mm-mm. fake. Mm-mm.
But yeah, I feel like Irina was more in the hot seat than fucking Jackie.
Yes. Like, Micah and Irina and Jackie were the villains. But who became mm-hmm. the villains? Like, Paul, Marshall, and that was pretty much it. But, like, it was ridiculous. Oh, my God. So if we talk about the whole Jackie-Josh situation.
Mm-hmm.
So Vanessa has this interview with Josh and Jackie separately, and she is being so chummy. I was like, what is going on? Like, why are you so pro them when they did these terrible things and like seem like terrible people? You're not holding them accountable whatsoever.
Well, not only that, she's being so chummy to these people who have clearly broken their NDA terms. Like, Jackie was out there airing all this dirty laundry, posting receipts before the reunion, but then also doesn't show up to the reunion.
Yeah. Like, and then at the end, when she was asking Marshall how he felt about her not appearing, and Marshall's like, I feel slighted. Like, I feel like these was part of the experience. Like, you know, the wedding, like two people need to participate in these things, and I feel slighted again. And then Vanessa responds with, well, are you considering her feelings in all of this?
I cannot.
I couldn't believe it.
I was surprised that the audience didn't go, as soon as she said that.
Yeah, like, why is the audience not reacting negatively to the type of shit that Vanessa's saying to him? Like, she was going so hard at Marshall, and for what? Like,
for what?
For what?
You did this for what?
It just didn't make any sense. Like, it's almost like she had it out for anybody who, like, didn't fall in love. And if you fell in love, you got a free pass. Because Josh and Jackie, that's a successful Love is Blind couple. And so they're, like, fans of them. Whereas if, like, you didn't succeed in finding love, then they hate you.
But let's not forget how she was harping on Marshall for telling Jackie that she had a jaw like a man, but didn't bring up how Jackie had been calling him gay mm-hmm. on the show and in her receipts that she continues to post that make no sense.
Yeah. Like, why didn't she challenge Jackie about any of that? And also, why isn't anybody asking Jackie if it is true that she met up with Josh after she broke up with Marshall? Why, during their breakup conversation, she said to Marshall, I just came from seeing Josh.
Yeah. And why in her meeting with Josh, did she say Marshall doesn't know that they're meeting?
Yeah. Yes. What? Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. And like, why couldn't they attend the whole reunion via Zoom? Why did it have to be a pre-recorded interview or conversation? Yeah,
like where there's no like buddy to talk to them about things directly.
Yeah, Jackie got no heat whatsoever, and Marshall got so much. For what?
For nothing. Like, she was criticizing him for going to the dress fitting when he potentially knew that they were broken up. It's like, dude, that's part of his fucking contract.
Exactly.
So why are you criticizing him for that, and why is that a bad thing if he was still holding out hope? Like, it just didn't make any sense.
No, I completely agree.
Oh, but also, did you see, so Vanessa Lachey sent Paul apology flowers.
Did she? I didn't see that.
I saw it today on Instagram. She like sent him flowers and he reposted them to Instagram and said, thanks for taking responsibility for being accidentally misleading.
Okay. But I did see that Vanessa posted after the reunion about how we need to be kind to one another and mental health and the words that you say matter and have consequences. And I was like, girl, did you watch the same reunion as me?
Yeah. Like, did you watch your behavior where you're being so mean to all these people?
Is this a diary entry to yourself? Like
there's just like, there needs to be a lot, to a certain extent, objectivity, almost maybe a full extent objectivity. Like yeah. They need to call everybody on everybody's stuff. That's the role of a host. And they were being so one-sided, it just ruined and derailed the entire reunion.
Well, we can't even say they. Like, it was really just Vanessa.
I know. Nick was basically saying nothing. He was making a face here and there to be like, why are you making those strange faces?
Yeah. I don't know. But Vanessa turned off the commenting on her posts, so she's been seeing the comments. Oh, gosh.
Well, good.
Yeah. But so Marshall came on the Vile Files, and Nick basically asked him all the questions that, like, to clarify the shit that Vanessa was saying. And Marshall was very careful, as he always is, about bringing anyone down. He wouldn't really disclose any conversations between him and Josh or him and Jackie or what the meds were for or blah, 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 stuff like that. So I didn't really get much out of it. And Nick did ask him, what are his thoughts on Brett and Tiffany? He said that they're the real deal and their goals. And then he asked what he thought of Paul touching Micah's friend's butt. And Marshall was like, I really do think it was just what that is, what that was, like moving her aside. So then Nick was like, stop touching girls' waist to get by. You don't do that to other guys in the bar. And I was like, okay, wow. This is the one time I actually like Nick.
Yeah.
And then Nick told him that he sees himself in Marshall where like he kind of just wants to take on a project and fix people and help people. But he can't always be on Operation Save a Ho.
Save a Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to call it that?
That's what it was.
Oh, God.
Or maybe it's going places. The comments. I don't know. But it definitely stuck in my head. But he was saying, like, you don't, like, that's not love and you don't have to martyr yourself. And I was like, wow, Nick.
I mean, after, putting himself out there as a therapist, he better have some good therapy to give. So that's good that he's giving good advice like that. I still can't stand him. It's just crazy. It's annoying that he's getting so many good interviews because I really want to listen to the interviews, but I just hate listening to him.
Oh, I know. Same.
It's brutal.
He is having someone else on the podcast next week. I forget. From Love is Blind. I think Micah.
Ugh, not interested.
Truly,
like,
I forget.
The minute this show ends, I don't want to see these people ever again. Like, I literally could not care less.
Well, there's going to be an After the Altar, so.
I don't know. I can't say I'm not going to watch shows anymore because I always end up watching the shows because I have no life, but.
Yeah. But we'll see. Then Vanessa just kept harping on when people are going to have babies without even asking or considering that some may not want babies or are having trouble having babies.
Yeah. It's like, how would you not know that in 2023 that that's not something that you should be pushing on people?
Like, Tiffany is 36.
All you have to say is like, what are your next steps? What do you guys got in store for your future?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, baby's on the way.
Mm-hmm. But she did raise a point that I had never thought of. None of the Love is Blind couples have had a kid yet.
That's true.
And it isn't, it's been 4 years almost.
How many people are still married? Cameron and
Lauren,
Amber and Barnett.
Yeah. And that's it. Oh, Alexa and Brennan. They were at the live taping.
I'm surprised that three of them are still married at this point. But didn't like last year a bunch of them announce their breakups like right after the reunion?
Mm-hmm. Or right and whoever.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe like we'll see that happen again.
Oh, Nick did ask Marshall, are you dating anyone? And Marshall was like, so I have been seeing someone, but it's really weird. Like, after these episodes dropped and the reunion dropped, I have been living a totally different life. I'm very overwhelmed, this and that. And so I think I need to take time to figure myself out. And Nick straight up said, you sound like a fuckboy.
What?
Basically insinuating that Marshall is getting all these famous DMs from these girls and has a bunch of options now.
Yeah, could be.
Could be. But I don't know. Does Marshall seem like the type?
He doesn't. But then again, like, he's cousins Trust with no Justin.
Man's. Yeah.
And I feel like Justin always came across as like, oh, he's just an honest guy looking for love. And then we see him on Bachelor in Paradise and it's like, no, just a fuckboy.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Well, what do you think? Should we wrap up this week's episode?
I think so. Nothing big okay. happened on VPR Summer House.
No. Okay. Well, we won't be back next week because I have to look after my nibblings on our podcast evening, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Pop Therapy.
And until then, just keep trudging along in this retrograde.
Good luck to you all. Hope you sleep well.
Peace and blessings.